About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is a bad situation I'm in, and I blame myself for getting in the situation, but now I'm in pretty deep, and so there's no right answer. I mean, I'll just go into it by saying I know there's not, like, a solution.
Is this about your neck again?
Not about my neck.
Because you're right, there is no solution.
Not about my neck. Although...
I feel like it got bigger.
A lot of comments about
it. I got bigger,
and
so did you.
I think Allie and I could be going pound for pound during this entire... While you get pregnant, how many pounds have you put on since you got pregnant?
Six.
I am destroying you. Right now, I'm way in the lead. I put on like 20 pounds.
Well, you've put on 20 pounds, though, since you've had a longer period of time to gain weight.
Yeah, but most of it, I didn't think it would all go to my neck. I thought it spread itself out a little bit.
You think over the last 9 weeks?
I think I put on 20 pounds of neck weight. I do. I really do.
I mean, that shirt is just struggling.
Everything is struggling. I don't know what's happening.
Someone
wrote me like a real heartfelt message on the Instagram over the break, and they're like, all kidding aside, because there was a lot of comments about my, I posted some picture of me and Will Ferrell at this thing I was at, and everyone's like, all kidding aside, yeah, it was a lot of neck comments. I can't see Will over your neck,
yeah,
and
da-da-da-da-da,
Netflix. I was at an event for Netflix, and someone kept calling it Netflix. Anyway, you guys are very funny, and then someone said, all kidding aside, this is whatever is happening to you. It's weird, and stop it immediately, and you look like you're about to explode.
Yeah, it's just strange looking. You look like you're from another planet.
I'm going to cut back on all the protein. It's too much.
I
agree. It's too much.
Or just stop working out for like a week. Just take a week off.
I'd love to. Listen, I'm planning on letting myself go again, and I've been, once again, I fell in love with pizza again this past week, and it was way too much of that, so it's just a perfect storm of bad.
Okay, but this has nothing to do with your neck.
This has nothing to do with my neck. Well, everything kind of has to do with my neck these days.
It all comes back to the neck.
There's a restaurant near where I live, and like a lot of restaurants, if you show up with kids, they just give you a bunch of crayons, and they say, have at it. Here's a paper placemat. Have at it.
There's always four crayons.
Four crayons. Sometimes they're all different shades of the same stupid color. There's nothing the kids really want there, but it keeps them busy still.
It's a word search and a maze.
And I'm actually surprised at the power of crayons. You know, they're not in good shape, but for some reason they still keep the kids occupied at least a little bit. They'll tic-tac-toe a little bit. They'll do some doodling. Sometimes they'll color in some stuff. Keeps them busy for, I don't know, 5 to 7 minutes,
yeah,
maybe. My youngest kid, Bruiser, has got this new thing she's been doing now. And this has happened at the same restaurant about four times, where she will start drawing a picture of the waiter. Whoever the waiter or waitress is, she will draw them on her placemat.
Yeah, but is it like, I mean, how old is she? So like stick figures?
She's putting some like things that you can tell that she'll redraw. If they're wearing a shirt that has something on it, she'll draw the shirt they're wearing. And then she gets shy, and she wants to give them the picture, but she doesn't want to hand it to them, so she's to ask me to hand them the picture. And also not say that she drew it.
Really?
So the first time, I just assumed the person would realize I'm not sitting here with crayons drawing them and handing them a picture. So she handed me the placemat. She goes, can you hand it to the waiter? I said, absolutely. So the meal came to an end. I said, thanks for everything. Here's a picture of you, and I handed it to the guy.
And you say, this is you?
I just said, here's a picture of you, and he unfolded the placemat, and he goes, oh, that does look like me, thank you.
Does he think he's getting hit on?
I don't know, Allie. I don't know, because the first
this
time...
This is you.
I just assumed...
And here's me.
I assumed the first time that he would realize that I didn't draw this, because why would I draw it? But then when we went back the next time, as we're walking in, he said to someone else, that's the guy that drew the picture of me, and points to me. And I'm thinking to myself, he thinks I drew this picture of him?
Yeah, because if you did draw the picture, it'd be so much worse.
Yeah, but how? It's weird either way, but why would I, a grown-ass man, draw a picture of another man?
That's great that he thinks that it was you.
So then said to the other guy, and I hear him say this as we're sitting down, hey, that's the guy that drew the picture of me. You sit back down again, different waiter.
Oh, yeah, because he doesn't want to go to you again.
Right, Mike.
They've probably drawn straws back in the kitchen.
Like, go to that weirdo. my kid, same thing, flips the placemat over, starts drawing the waitress this time, okay? And she says,
"See,
to
this
me,
you probably would do."
She I drew huge gazungas. I hand it right back.
This is you.
she says to me, "Dad, can you ask for more crayons? They didn't give us good crayon color." So now she's very shy talking to the waiter. So I got to do the middle. So I say to the woman, "Hey, can I get some more crayons, please?" She goes, "Absolutely." She gives me a bunch of crayons.
You're the one who's asking.
Then she draws this woman. Not a flattering picture. Woman's just not a flattering picture.
Woman's what?
Woman's woman?
Woman's just a normal woman?
She's not a flattering picture. Oh. I'm just going to put it that way.
Because she's not a flattering...
If the woman was a five, the picture is a three. Okay?
Uh-huh. Was the woman a five?
On a good day. So then, once again, meal comes to an end. Bruiser hands me the picture and
kids
goes,
can draw some very offensive things.
She doesn't write. There's no, like, if she's big, she draws her bigger.
Well, yeah, they just think of the most generic parts of you, right, and then accentuate them.
So she says to me, "Can you please give her my picture?" And I said, "I will not."
Oh.
She got really upset. And she goes, "Why not? You don't think it's good?" I said, "I think it's great. I think it's great. Let's hang it up at home." And she goes, "No, it doesn't make sense at our home. It's a picture of this woman." And I said, "Well, why don't you hand it to her then?" And she goes, "Daddy, please." She gives me this look. And I said, "Fine." So this time, the woman comes. Here's the bill. Thank you for that. I go, "We've done some artwork. This
we?
Is
yeah." Why don't you clarify that this child is the one
she
drawing?
She doesn't want
at least to a point. Like,
Allie, trust me when I say we did. I do like a we, but I'm like,
like we all worked on this.
Well, that's I said we, but.
I mean, that's even sadder.
The family decided to draw you. So
huge.
I said, so,
here you go.
So I said, "We did some artwork, and this is you. Enjoy it." And the woman looks at it, and she can tell she's not happy.
Aww.
And she goes, "Well, thank you for that." And she closed it. And then I took the tip, which I had already given 20%, and I changed it to 25%.
Yeah,
because I felt bad about that whole situation.
Was she crying?
We go back there on Saturday. This is the last time. We go back there Saturday.
Damn, how often are you going to this place?
It's like the kids love it. You can walk to it. It's not. And Saturday, we sit down. I'm not going to say if it's CPK or not. It's CPK. We sit down, and we have an Asian server.
Oh no.
And she draws a picture yet again because she's not thinking about being mean or anything. But she draws a picture.
She's just drawing
a picture. And she draws, like, literally two lines for the guy's eyes. And she goes, "Daddy, I think this one's my best one yet." And I go, "No, it is not. And I will not hand this to this person." She goes, "Why?" I go,
"Did you explain why?"
I said, "Yeah, it's something's can't do that." She said, "What do you mean you
something's
can't?" I go, you can't.
Something's off about this one.
I go, "You can't."
Said, back to the drawing board,
kids. Shame the waitress, but you can't.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the kitchen of this place, probably all this artwork, is a museum of shame hanging up.
Oh, man.
I said, "I can't hand this. Why?" Because what you've done here, some people would find that to be insulting. Why is it insulting? Because you didn't draw eyeballs.
Uh-huh.
She's like, "Yeah, I know, but that's what, you know," and it's so innocent the way she's saying it,
right.
But I'm going, like,
"But
I can't hand another piece of art to someone else that is offensive. I've done this twice already."
You're going to get banned from the restaurant.
So she gets really upset about it. I said, "If you want to hand it to him, you can hand it to him, but I don't think you should do that." I said, "Please," like, because, and I'll give her the credit. She got the balls. And I didn't think she would do it, so I didn't really think much of it. And as we're leaving, she just hands the guy the picture, and he unfolds it, and it's him. And he loved
it. Does he know that it's him?
Yeah, he loved it.
He did?
He was showing people. He's like, "This is me.
This is hilarious.
This is offensive, and this is me."
A good thing that weird guy didn't draw it.
I'm done with this now. I'm not.
You're done with what?
I'm not going back to that place ever again.
So you're just going to go do this to all the other restaurants?
No, I'm done. The crayons are done. I'm no longer accepting crayons.
You have
at my
to
table.
Call ahead to make sure there's no crayons.
No crayons. I'm a no crayon policy guy now. It's can't be trusted.
You're going to
have a Bruiser draw Allie?
No.
I would love to see that.
I would love to have Bruiser draw Allie.
Yeah.
Why don't she draw you?
Bruiser's been on one lately. Listen, this is her roasting me, by the way, while we were away.
Were you born on the 101? Because a lot of accidents happened there.
Because a lot of accidents.
What?
She said, we were driving on the 101, and she just says to me, "Were you born on the 101? Because a lot of accidents happened there." I'm like, wow. That is like, that's a good quality
that's
roast.
That's a good joke.
You know, these are all great skills for just someone who works on the pier. She's going to be able to draw caricatures and make jokes. I mean, she's got a future.
Coming soon to Bubba Gump in Santa Monica. My kid. Quick break. Back with more show next.